The Chicoutimi Lake Hydropower Project in southwest Alaska has hit a roadblock early on. A permit request for field studies has been denied by the State Department of Natural Resources because the project is in the Woodtickchick State Park. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes has more.
The project seeks to build a dam on Chicoutimi Lake, which lies in a mountain range between the Bethel and Dillingham regions. Power would be sent through pipes about 120 miles to Bethel and a dozen nearby villages. It's expected to take 10 years and $500 million to complete. The State Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation determined that the hydropower project goes against the purpose of the park. Director Ben Ellis.
Since the hydroelectric development in the area is considered incompatible by the legislature, that was the basis for the rejection of the permit.
The Alaska legislature designated the 1.6 million acre park in 1978 for the purpose of protecting the area's fish and wildlife and to preserve subsistence and recreational activities. The legislature declared just two lakes in the park a possibility for hydropower, and Chicoutimi isn't one of them. Lawmakers would have to rewrite laws for the project to move forward.
The legislature would have to go back and to redefine the intent of the park to possibly add Chicoutimi. I mean, there's a number of ways they could do it, but if the project would be to move forward, it would go through a very scrutinized process within the legislature.
Besides looking at park language, DNR also considered 36 comments it received from the public about the project. Most of them opposed it. Some were residents in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, and several were guiding businesses from the Dillingham area. Bristol Bay Native Association used the word uneasy about the fieldwork that would be required. The project does have backing from regional organizations in the YK Delta. It's sought by Nuvista Light and Electric Cooperative, made up of eight groups, mostly nonprofits like the Association of Village Council Presidents and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. They want to find cheaper power for the region.
What we're doing is we're moving one aspect of the project into 2013.
That's Elaine Brown, director of Nuvista. She says the denied permit specifically affects their geotechnical fieldwork. They plan to lobby the legislature this coming year with the hopes that they will change the language to allow feasibility work to be done.
You know, it's not going to be a shoo-in. We will have to make our case with the legislators to prove that this is something that would be a viable project.
Nuvista has been okayed to do some studies that don't go against the park's intent. That includes investigating the culture and wildlife in the region, stream gauges, and some work on the actual lake.
We are getting around some of these issues and continuing on with our fish studies.
That includes using a float plane to drive around the lake instead of a motorized boat, which is not permitted. The legislature has already awarded Nuvista $10 million to pursue the feasibility of the hydropower project. Even if the project is accepted by the state, it would still have to pass muster with the federal wildlife refuge that butts up against it. Lines from the dam would have to cross the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge to get to Bethel area communities. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.